All right, it's impromptu Mondo Coolcast. I was thinking about doing this a week or so ago, recording a solo podcast, and Balzac, or Kazlab as he goes by now, but you're not fooling anyone, dude. It's just Balzac backwards. Oh, shit. So I'm probably going to keep this short. Like, I'll aim for an hour, because this is a solo cast. Mecca's not online. I didn't talk to him about anything. No planning. Just, this is what's been up. And I got called out by Balzac. He's like, oh, I know you say audio comments will get you to make more podcasts. So I was like, fine, fuck it, dude. I'll hit record right now. You win. Okay. So I've been working a lot. We've got this incentive at work for, like, if you pick up 4 extra hours in a week, you'll get a $25 bonus. And this goes for 4 weeks. And then if you do all 4 weeks picking up 4 extra hours, then you get a total, you get if you accomplish that all 4 weeks of the incentive, you get an additional $25. So that's a $125 bonus on top of the 4 hours a week minimum of overtime, which I've been going for the minimum so far, because I had to work all through Christmas. I worked Monday the 19th of December to, I guess I got a calendar right here, to Tuesday the 27th. And so I've got these 4 days off. So yesterday I just chilled and watched Netflix by myself and just... I did my 6-mile walk, and, okay, I'm gonna start show notes, because I'm thinking of things that are relevant, alright, this is good, this is turning out better. If I put an ounce of forethought, there'd be less dead air and typing, but I'm coming up with shit to talk about. So I did my 6-mile walk yesterday. Today it was like, I'm gonna get shit done. I cleaned up in my room a little bit for the first time in months. I kind of want to know where all my shit is so I can catalog things when I move in a few months. Like, I just want to know where everything is. Like, the limits of my memory are being stretched. Like, I remember where I put all my shit, and I've got a lot of shit, but I'm against that thing where I was like, oh, where'd I put the thing? So I'm trying to get shit organized so I know where stuff's at so I can move it all over without it being a big hassle. So I got that done today. Looking at it, you know, I've been doing it real slow all day, but I think I've got the script for the Lost Vikings episode of Mondo Cool TV all hammered out. And after this, I'm going to migrate over to the 35-inch Trinitron and do some recording. I've got I'm not going to say half. I'd say maybe a third of the recording done. So I've got a couple... Yeah, maybe a third. So I've got plenty more game footage to capture. I guess I do have to do some stage notes, I guess you'd call them, for the host parts of the Lost Vikings episode. Which I'm going to do that right now, because I just had a pretty cool idea. So more dead air and whatnot. So anyway, I worked all through Christmas, and not just those 8 days straight, but also picking up extra hours along the way. So this next paycheck should be pretty fucking beefy. You don't get the bonus until, I think it's January 15th when the incentive ends, and then you'll get, if you get all of it, you get your $125 then. But I worked Christmas Day, so I'll have time and a half for that day, plus the overtime. So I'm looking at a pretty beefy paycheck. Anyway, that's not really relevant to anything. So, Christmas stuff. All right, what did I get for Christmas times that's video game related? Thank you, Mecha Menace, for reminding me when the Pixel Pals came out. I talked about that in front of my woman, and I, like, we had some time one day, and we went out and looked for them and couldn't find them. And then, surprise, I got those for Christmas, because my woman's awesome. Like, I got a pretty cool BB, and she got me some cool stuff. And I like them. The Pixel Pal, Mario, and Mega Man lights, they look cool when they're lit up. They look pretty cool when they're not lit up. Her daughter got me a PlayStation card and a Boo plushie, the ghost from Mario, and it's very cute, and I like it a lot. I'll have to figure out a place to put it. Well, probably not, because like I said, I'm going to be moving, I'm going to be rebuilding the Terra Dome bigger, better, and stronger, here in a few months, but, and then the main gift was a PC Engine Duo, and that is rad, right? Like, that's fucking cool. But it wasn't a surprise because, like, I got the feeling that this was going to be the gift this year a long time ago. But then it's complicated. Like, to me, the PC Engine CD stuff, very complicated. So she comes to me, it's like, okay, I don't want to get the wrong thing, so this is what's up. Because there's system cards. There's like four different system cards, or like, you know, it's, there's multiple things, attachments, multiple versions. It makes the Sega CD look very simple by comparison. So I had to do some research and be like, oh, okay, the PC Engine Duo has the System 3 card built into it. So that's just there in the system, by default. And so I didn't know that, because so I had to do this research real quick, and it's like, all right, just make sure it has this, blah, 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 blah. The guy she bought it from, replaced the capacitors was the main thing I was worried about, because the Turbo Duo and the PC Engine Duo, they have shitty capacitors. Like, there's just a bunch of electronics from about that time that have capacitor issues. So that's one of the afflicted systems. The Turbo Duo R and RX do not have these issues. But if you replace the capacitors, shit works fine. So we get it, and she's like, let's test it before Christmas and make sure it works. So naturally, I didn't have any burnt games on hand. What kind of lunatic would? So we go down to the basement where the 27-inch Trinitron is, and I hook it up, and it will not read discs. So I'm, like, devastated. I'm just, like, fucking heartbroken and not trying to show it. And, hold on a second. All right. So I test it out and, you know, heartbroken. So I remember Demez. We all know who Demez is. He sent me a video a month or two ago. He bought a Turbo Duo from this guy. That's how I got the connection to this guy. So he made this video saying, like, I've got this issue with the Turbo Duo. And forgive me, I'm going to say Turbo Duo. I'm talking about PC Engine Duos, but I'm a lazy fat fuck, and if I can shave off some syllables, just in my head, it's a Turbo Duo. Alright, that's just what they're called. We're dealing with the Japanese system, however. The PC Engine Duo. But I may continue saying Turbo Duo. It's easier, that's just what I call it. And I think this also added confusion to my girlfriend, because she's not a video game aficionado. This shit's confusing. You got different markets, different branding, whatever. So I'm going to say Turbo Duo. I'm talking about PC Engine Duos. Alright, so Demez sends me this video and says, okay, I had this issue. If I plug it into a power strip, it does not load CDs. If I plug it straight into the wall, it does load CDs. So I remember this while I'm downstairs. It's like, alright, you know, let's go check this out somewhere else. So I take it up to the bedroom, and now it loads a music CD. So I'm like, okay, if it's playing music CDs, it probably works fine. And so then, you know, packs it up, and I pretend to be surprised on Christmas. So And that was very sweet of her. What a wonderful lady to buy me a Turbo Duo. Because I've always said to anyone that listens that the first thing I'll buy is a Turbo Duo and a house to put it in. So, she packs the blah, blah, blah. Christmas Day. I go over with Christmas Day and I got like a stack of CDRs that I burnt up in anticipation. Let me grab. I don't remember every game I burned, but let me root around over here for them. Alright. So we got Chouinicki. I guess it's I Chouinicki, AI, and then Chouinicki. I don't know. I've just always heard it Chouinicki. Castlevania Rondo of Blood. Dungeon Explorer 2. Cotton, Fantastic Night Dreams. Mugen Senshi Valis. That's the remake of Valis 1, I believe. Star Parodia. Valis 2. Empty Sleeve, I believe. Okay, that's probably in the system. And I believe that's Ease Book 1 and 2. And Ease 3. So those are the games I burnt up. So, Christmas Day, we do our Christmas stuff. I give her gift. I bought her this nice Tiffany jewelry necklace thing. I don't know. She likes it. It's girl stuff. Something pretty for my pretty babe. And then we got, my turn to do gifts. And like, oh, these cool things. This is so cool. and so I hook it up in the basement. And I don't know why I did that, to tell you the truth. I do know why I tried that. The first audio CD I tried, now this is optical media for my girlfriend's house, so it was Shrek'd. It was just scratched up. So then I came upstairs and tried it, and it had issues upstairs too. Then we tried a different audio CD that was not Shrek'd. And this weekend I was thinking, fuck, I'll go out to my truck and get a CD. I got a CD in my truck, and my optical media is nice and pristine. So I was having my brakes done that weekend. So I dropped it off at my brother's friend's house to have my brakes done. And so I was like, fuck, my truck's not here. So my woman's just like, wow, you're not having a good week. Like, you got to work all these hours. You got, like, everything's frustrating. Your shit doesn't work. And so that's when we originally tested. So when we tested it, we found another CD, and that one worked, and it was upstairs. So I thought it was just the first CD was scratched. There we go. So then I try it again downstairs. These are all new CDs. They're CDRs. There's no scratches on them. And none of the shit will load downstairs. So I'm like, son of a bitch. So I go up to the bedroom, and I start trying games. So I try Star Parodia. Loads up fine. Plays the cutscene. I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm going to fly around as Bomberman and go pew, pew, pew. This is the shit. So we, I watched the FMV with my woman. I'm like, look at this shit. This is so cool. It's a giant spaceship. It's a giant Bomberman being piloted by regular-sized Bombermans, and you fly around and shoot like crabs. What a wonderful piece of software. So watch that FMV, hit start, works fine, get to the menu where you select your character, where's the ship from Super Star Soldier. There's a PC Engine in the Bomberman. I select Bomberman and I hit the run button. Fucking nothing happens. So I'm like, well, what the fuck's going on? So I piddle around with it. So then I try Chouinicki. I'm like, okay, let's show my woman a really wild Japanese game. Here's the Flying Bodybuilders, where you shoot like dudes in bathtubs and Roman statues, and like you do cool poses, and that game works. So I'm like, what's fucking going on here? So then I try Castlevania Rondo of Blood, right? That's a cool game. And we're watching the cutscene, and my woman's getting into it. She's like, wow, this looks really cool. And I was like, yeah, it does look really cool. This looks like a fucking radical game. And halfway through the cutscene, the intro, the graphics start glitching out. Like, it looks, You ever try a Nintendo game, and the game will start playing, but, like, just a few of the, like, sprites load glitched up? It's kind of like that. Just certain parts of it were glitched up. So I'm like, huh, this sucks. Hit start, and the game starts where, like, you're racing. It's got that pumping-ass soundtrack. You're racing on this carriage with these horses through the rain. Death approaches you. You know, he's like, says some shit to you in Japanese. I don't know, like, fuck you and your whip, dude. I'm Death. Suck it, bro. And then you, like, whip him a little bit and break his scythe, and then he fucks off into the castle. My woman's like, wow, this looks really cool. I was like, yeah, this is cool. I'm really excited. And then the game stops loading. Huh. So I'm getting itchy and, like, clammy and frustrated. She goes out of the room for a little bit. It's like, all right, I'm gonna fuck with this. I tried some other games. Dungeon Explorer 2, that was the one I was really excited. Like, I want to get a multi-tap and, play this game with her because it looks cool. We both really liked Diablo. She really liked Diablo. Like, she keeps coming back to that game wanting to play it. And, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of like top-down Diablo. A little less RPG elements, but it's a dungeon crawler. Like, it's a similar style of game. Like, I want to play this with you. It looks exciting. So, I load it up. Its intro works fine. You go through the opening part of the game and get to where I can finally walk around and shoot fireballs or whatever. Go through a couple doors, and then it stops loading. I get to a door, and I can't. It just stops loading. So I'm like, just, okay, what? I'm tired. I'd been up all day. I worked. It was late. I had work the next day. So I'm like, fuck this. I'll screw with it later. You know, I'll wait till I get these days off. I'll bring it to my house and I'll fuck with it. So I get back to my house. And the first thing I do is I actually managed, through creative use of cable connections of the RCA variety, I plugged it in to the wall, which is a challenge in this room. I've got 4,000 things plugged in and ready to play at any moment. So I managed to get it plugged into the wall and into the Trinitron, opposite corners of the room. Very creative usage of RCA extension. I'm glad I had all the bits and bobbles to make it work. And, so, yeah, I get it to work, and Rondo of Blood works perfect. There's no glitched out graphics in the opening cutscene. It all loads fine. The music's pumping as fuck, still. And I played a, like, level 3. Wonderful game. I see what all the fanfare is about. I mean, it looks gorgeous, sounds gorgeous, play as well. Like, plays fantastically. So I'm like, huh. So I throw in Star Parodia. I get to the character select screen, and I hit run, and it loads up, and I play to the second level. No problems. I try out a couple other games, and then I start running into problems. Valis 2, it froze during the opening cutscene, and I had issues with other games. I didn't test all of them at both locations, but the two that I did test the most at two locations, Rondo of Blood and Star Parodia. Rondo of Blood went from sort of works to works perfect, same with Star Parodia. Went from, like, worked, you know, the cutscene and the start screen worked fine, but then the character select, it froze up. Valis, I tried playing here. I forget if it was Valis or Valis 2. And if you let the FMV play, it'll eventually freeze. And then I sat there for a minute, and then it started to play again, and then froze. And then the next time I tried it, I turned it off and back on, and I hit the select button. It's not select, but if it was a Nintendo controller, it'd be select. I just forget what it's called off the top of my head. Might say pause, I'm not sure. I skipped the intro, and I got to the start screen, and I got the game to work, but when you play into whichever Valis game I was fucking around with, you would, eventually, after about 15 seconds of gameplay, the music would stop. And I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. So, my woman gave me the contact information of the seller, and I emailed him yesterday. And he's going to send me an official AC adapter. Let me grab my phone here. Because I've got some informations. Okay. Hold on, I'm looking at my phone. I got comments from Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I mean, why even live at that point if you're not following my Instagrams? So the AC adapter I got, and I had looked on eBay for official AC adapters for the PC Engine Duo, and I had seen this particular model that was included with mine. Now, this is some bunk-ass Chinese knockoff shit. And it's not the correct rating. So I also looked at official PC Engine Duo AC adapters, which are $45, by the way. That's pricey. Because I wanted to see what the specs are on the original one. So I looked it up on eBay, got a good picture. And I wanted to see if my original PC Engine AC adapter had the same specifications. Because I know for some of the CD add-ons, you use the same power adapter. And then there's a patch cable, like the CD-ROM, Super CD-ROM 2. Or it may be the adapter that comes with the Super CD-ROM 2, and then there's a patch cable with the PC Engine. I really don't know. So I just wanted to see if they were the same specifications to see if I could use that and see if it worked. So, here's where I think the issue may be. The original PC Engine Duo AC adapter outputs 10 volts direct current, 1 amp. And then, if you look at the cheap Chinese bunk bullshit I got, it puts out DC 9 volts, 2 amps. So, there could be not enough power getting to the laser, perhaps, and it's having issues spinning up or reading. I'm not sure. I'm not an electrical engineer. This is the first I've heard of this issue. So I wrote the seller, and he's like, yeah, I sell these. You know, I've replaced the caps and sell them and, you know, do these other mods. And other people have similar issues. Like, one guy, if he had his PlayStation plugged in the same room, it wouldn't work. So I'm thinking it's the AC adapter. That's what I thought before I emailed the seller. And some of the descriptions of problems he described other people having, same thing. So I emailed the seller, and for the price of shipping, he's going to send me the official AC adapter, which I would have liked to have had from the beginning, just because I like to have the original shit, you know, to avoid shit like this. I know they're aging AC adapters, but it puts out the right voltage, puts out the right amperage. I don't know if it would have that much of effect. I wouldn't think that it would sort of work, but the only difference in how much it does and does not work is where I've plugged it in at. The basement, the bedroom, at my woman's house versus my house. Interestingly, I get the same level of efficacy, whether it's plugged directly into the wall or into a power strip at my house. If I had, and someday I will, get a voltmeter, I would like to check the voltage at my house versus the voltage at her house and see if there is any difference. I know that I live about a mile to a mile and a half away from a power substation. I may live closer, and I may be getting just a little more of the juice, a little bit of the good stuff at my house. So, that is my Christmas update. Now, I've been working a little bit on Mondo Cool TV. I've been thinking about, like, it's going to take, to get the Bomberman episode, to get the episode that I teased as the next episode out, which is where I really screwed the pooch. It means I got to get the Bomberman episode before I can release another episode of Mondo Cool TV, no matter how much work I do on the next episodes. And there's one scene I need to film, and it requires other people, several other people. You know, and people have jobs and kids and bullshit, so, hey bro, can you come over and film for 10 minutes playing Super Nintendo? Doesn't really fit into everyone's schedule, and I get that. So before I even try wrangling all these skins, like, I'm making a list of all the shit I need to haul over there to record, to film, and, like, stage notes, and just so I don't get there and be like, oh, fuck. Like, this widget that I need is 13 miles away. Hold on, guys, while I make the hour round trip and go find widget X. So, I'm trying to do as much pre-planning for the production and make sure everything's over there first before I try to harangue anyone into coming over and actually doing the shoot. So I've got that going on. And then I've also been... I worked on a script. I got a script done for the Lost Vikings episode. I got that going. I just renewed my DATV membership. If you do it during the month of December, it's $35 instead of $50. So I just did it now. Hopefully 2017 sees more than two episodes. I've also been working on the director's cut, is what I've been calling it in my notes, of the House of the Dead episode, because that's like two, three years old now. Like, it's so fucking old. I have way better recording technology. There's issues with the audio I recorded for the script. Like, there's just so much shit that I can do to make it better, and I want to make it better. And the script is, like, doubled. Like, I picked up an issue of Retro Gamer. Not the current issue, the one before this current issue. And it had some good information about House of the Dead. They interviewed one of the people that worked on the Saturn ports, the Saturn and PC port, and had information about when they were working on it. Sega sent them a hard drive with a bunch of assets, and there were some unused textures for some characters that look like the Cenobites from Hellraiser. There's like a bondage lady and a gimp suit guy. Since recording the original script, I found Shmuplations, which has an interview about the production of House of the Dead 1. I found good information about House of the Dead 3 and the Xbox port. And this is bringing me into the thing that I put in my show note at the beginning of this episode. Clarkade, alright? In that first episode of House of the Dead, it's amazing how well this fits together and how this all ties in. Clarkade, right? So, it seems like he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Like, I wonder how he has these deep pockets to do this shit. So, for months, he's been closed. He moved into a different shopping center, and he's got, like, way more square footage, right? And they opened up yesterday. It's, like, my 6-mile walk. The furthest point away from my house I get to the north, I go right past, like, I walk by Clarkade, and I've been looking at it for months. And he's finally passed the, you know, the fire inspection and got all the codes, up to code shit, and finally opened yesterday. Gonna have a grand opening in, like, on Saturday or sometime in January. Like, in a week or two, they're gonna have the official grand opening, but they're open for business right now. And the other segment of the first episode of Mondo Cool TV was the Clarkade at his first location. This is how they tie together. And it keeps tying together. So today I saw that they're open, but I didn't want to go in as all sweaty and wearing my, like, beat up walking pants, and I just look fucking homeless. Like, I'm just, you know. So I go up there today. It's the first thing I did today. I woke up, had a little breakfast, hopped in the truck, and went to Clarkade to see what's up. So I like the way they're set up. You walk in, there's like three big wireframe bins with like plushies and DVDs and bullshit. And then okay, you go to the right and turn left and walk up the aisle along that wall, And that's where they've got, like, the glassed-in area with, like, a trillion security cameras. oh, God. The unscrupulous... Like, I wonder if he had problems in his first area where he was open. Right behind that shopping center where that first video was filmed, there's one of the three apartment containment zones for all the poor, shitty people. I wonder if a lot of product just walked out the fucking door, and that's why he's got all these cameras. But, like, he has this huge monitor with, like, 30 fucking... security cameras, and I was like, wow, that's nuts. So you walk in the main door, and then you go right, and then there's these aisles. So you're walking up the wall, let's say that's the north, that'd be the western wall. So you're walking up the western wall, and then to your left there's like four aisles, right? So when you walk in the front door, you're looking at the broad side of one of these aisles. It's like just a rack, and I forget, well, let's say it's Xbox games. You go right and then pull a left so that you're going up the walking along the western wall, and then you're walking past the ends of the aisles, right? There's about four of those. And then opposite the other end of those aisles, towards the eastern walls, where all the arcade games are set up. And then, after those four aisles, there's rows of tables with TVs for, like, playing console games and shit. Some stuff was behind the glass. Like, there's some Master System games that were complete. And some N64 games, a couple of consoles. Sitting on the counter was a Virtual Boy, which had the foam. And I was like, man, I wonder if this guy's got just a foam piece. Like, I need a just a foam piece visor for a Virtual Boy. Good luck finding that, right? So, quite a few games. Nothing, like, the Sega Genesis stuff was behind glass. There's nothing there that I was particularly interested in. I did ask about, and I believe this was his son, could have been his son, unless he's just employing a random, like, 13-year-old, which I don't think's legal, Mr. Clarkade. He's like, oh, so that's what the original Rampage looks like. And it's like, yeah, this big white building, you know, after the shopping center, there's a little field, and it's like that big white building down there used to be a Kroger's. And when I was a young lad, about 4 or 5 years old, I used to play the arcade version of Rampage in that very building. He's like, oh, okay, neat, and then walked off. I was like, well, fuck you, dude. If you're trying to talk to me about Rampage, I'll talk to you about Rampage, you little spaghetti lord. Like, I give you this awesome anecdote about how old and crusty I am. Fuck you, guy. So anyway, now whatever, I mean, I don't know. There was a couple of games I was interested in that were not labeled. Fantasy Zone and Fantasy Zone 2. And I got video of this. How much are these two? Looks like $25. Well, actually, I'm bad at storytelling today. So I'm like, how much are these? So he pulls them out of the case, looks, there's no price label on it. And he goes back to the computer, and he pulls up my favorite website for pricing video games. He pulls up eBay. And he types in Fantasy Zone Master System. And what he doesn't do is go to completed auctions. So actually, while I'm sitting here at a computer, let's see what kind of results. Because I looked up on my phone real quickly. It's like, oh, yep, the first things that pop up, $25 for Fantasy Zone. So, okay. So we got Fantasy Zone pulled up, and Let's do it the right way. This is how I price shit for my spreadsheet when I'm looking for my conservative estimates of value. Let's see. Let's look for sold copies. Oh, I guess this is better. I guess his price is better. Here's $37 for a complete Fantasy Zone that's sold. Fantasy Zone 2, $60. Fantasy Zone, let's see, 35 plus, let's see, about $39 shipping. Here's a buy it now complete, 26. 27-28. So, I don't know. I was not impressed. And, like, I'm not that interested in Fantasy Zone unless I get it for a deal. I like my 3DS version of it. It's pretty cool playing it in 3D. But he just looks at the first ship popping up. And that's never a good indication, because a lot of the time it can vary wildly what the current shit on offer is, and what it's recently sold for can be very different. Although I guess $25 is okay, because it looks like a lot of it was selling for out $35 or so. I'm not impressed. You know, when you're selling shit local, your audience. Your market base is the fat fucking neckbeards that waddle into your store, not the planet Earth. It's people that are gonna plausibly walk in to your shopping center, whereas anyone on the fucking planet, you, Balzac, you are also able to purchase that same copy of Fantasy Zone that I'm talking about, and you live in a different time zone. So, it just turned me off. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. But no thanks. So I went and I looked at the Nintendo games, and I checked all of the Black Label games that might have had Gyromite cards, because I was pissed. I was like, oh, fuck this guy. Oh, and I looked at, I recently sold, here's where the pot calls the kettle black. I recently sold Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. If you follow my Instagram, you'll see recently I posted an Instagram of it. I added a new battery and a battery holder, as I do when I sell games on Amazon. That if it's a battery-backed game, I put a new battery in it and charge $5 for the service. So, me selling my shit for $5 more than Amazon, I recently sold mine for $45. And, I forget how much I sold it. I can also look that up. Because I'm autistic and keep a spreadsheet of these things. That's what I do in real life. I don't think I do that on the podcast very often. In real life, I just sang whatever the fuck I happened to be doing at the time. And, I sell. 46, 40. Okay, so I got $40 cash. So I think $45 is what I had on mine, and that's with a new battery, and I usually charge $5 for the battery holder and the brand new. I mean, that's really not overcharging. I don't think for the battery itself. A battery holder, if you buy just one on eBay from China, is about $1. And a brand new Energizer CR2032, because I don't use the bunk shit. You know, I use the real deal batteries. I use the battery I would use when I do this. A two-pack is about $5. So one CR20, so $3.50 is what it costs. So I'm getting $1.50 profit for that service, I guess. So anyway, I didn't, in my spreadsheet, I only keep what I got, and I believe I charged $45, there's the $4 shipping, and then what I actually got paid from Amazon was $40. So he's got a copy of A Link to the Past, probably not with the new battery, I'm waging to guess, and he's asking $45. So, I don't know, that could just be a discrepancy because they're using eBay versus Amazon. I just sell on Amazon because it's easy and I have done it a million times. Like, not a million, I've probably only sold like 10 to 15 items on Amazon. I don't really sell a lot. So, I don't know, anyway. I usually take the cheapest in light condition, add $5 if I put a battery in it, or I just put the cheapest one on Amazon so it'll move quick. I'd rather have my shit move in a day than try to, you know, bamboozle someone. So I usually put it $1 less a lot of times. Actually, also sold, this is for Christmas money too. That's why I was finally selling some of the shit in my for sale box. I had a shrink-wrapped copy of Bowser's Inside Story. I recently found an open copy for $3, I want to say, at a thrift store. So I held on to the open copy and sold the shrinky-dinked copy. Me and another seller were, like, dueling banjos on having the lowest price, and I don't know why he kept doing this. I usually keep it even, like, $40, not $39.99, because I hate that shit. If you're slow enough to where you think $39.99 is less than $40, fuck you, dude. Like, I know they say it's like, oh, $39.99, you say 30 instead of 40, but I always round, I don't know. If you're the guy that's like, oh, that penny less, it's leagues cheaper. If you're that guy, fuck you, buddy. Get a fucking clue. We had dueling shit prices for, like, trying to keep it the lowest price. And so, like, it started at 50, and by the time I sold it, it was down to, like, 39. Because I just kept marking it down. Like, I paid $10 for it, so as long as I double that money and get $20 in my pocket, I'm happy. So I was like, I don't fucking care. I'll watch the world burn. Like, I'll keep putting the lowest price every time you do, asswipe. But he would go, like, you know, I'd put 45, he'd put 44.73. Why 73? I don't get it. And it'd always be like, you know, 39.73, 38.73. It's fucking why? Just put $38 or $37, guy. I don't know. So I eventually sold that, and after dueling price drops, you know, good for the guy or gal that bought that shit. They got a deal because someone else is being a butthole. Or if you can call it a deal, I don't know. Anyway, I was unimpressed. My for sale price was $45 plus, you know, the standard $3.99 shipping on Amazon. And they're pricing that same... pricing it the same is, like, I don't know, man. I gotta spend my gas, or, you know, spend my 25 minutes walking up there. Like, it's, I don't know, it just put a bitter taste in my mouth. And then that there's like, oh, let me check on eBay. It's like, I would turn the computer. It looks like, what's the rationale behind that, Mr. Clarkade? Oh, I get to pay the eBay price and drive my car here? Fuck off. I can sit on the toilet, you know? And and just drop the fattest dookie and get the same deal. So what's the incentive for me ever going there again? Now, the main reason I was excited about Clarkade opening up... I texted all that to my girlfriend. She's like, Clarkade's dead to you now, isn't it? It's like, yes, it is. And I took video of him doing this, like, the son of a bitch. And, like, I know these places do it. I get why they do it. I just, you know, once you get that garage sale blood in the water and you become one of those sharks, it's just, holy shit, $45 for A Link to the Past? I paid $5 less for that and got 88 other games. So anyway. The main reason I've been excited about Clarkade opening up, I've been following his Facebook. You know, it's been months since he's been closed and moved. He mentioned he had House of the Dead 3. And he's like, what games do you want out? And it's like, I want to come here for House of the Dead 3. You better have House of the Dead 3. So I get there, and I'm looking around, and I'm just, like, I'm not paying for time to play arcade games. I'm trying to sneak a peek and see if he indeed has House of the Dead 3. And I spot it, and it looks like a conversion of House of the Dead 1. Like, it's the same, exact same cabinet style as House of the Dead 1. It's got the pistols. I'm just like, what is this? House of the Dead 3 is supposed to have pump-action shotguns. So it looks like a conversion from House of the Dead 1's cabinet and updated with House of the Dead 3. So now I'm like I've been waiting. Like I'm still not very far along in the director's cut of the House of the Dead video. I've got the script ready to be re-recorded. I've got quite a bit of the new gameplay recorded with my better setup, you know. And here we are. It's like I've got footage of me playing House of the Dead. I've got footage, like, the arcade cabinet. I've got footage of me playing House of the Dead 2 arcade footage. I've got footage of me playing House of the Dead 4 arcade, like, footage to add to this project. And I wanted to experience House of the Dead 3's arcade version. And this bozo just has an updated a conversion kit on the original cabinet, so it doesn't have the fucking pump action shotguns, which is the whole reason I was excited to check out the arcade version. Now, I mean, one of the other details I got and added to the script, the Sega Chihiro arcade board or arcade system, whatever, that House of the Dead 3 and Virtual Cop 3 are on, is basically an Xbox, except for the arcade system can use has upgradable RAM. So if you hard mod an original Xbox and you upgrade the RAM, you can get Virtual Cop 3 to play on it, which I think is very cool, because it's basically the exact same hardware, it's just the difference in RAM. So that leads me to believe that the Xbox port of House of the Dead 3 is probably an arcade perfect port. And there's, you know, only third party aftermarket light guns for the Xbox, but I have one and it works well. And that's one of the other updated things I wanted to include in the director's cut. And the big difference is that the arcade machine has pump-action shotguns. So I've been waiting all these months thinking that he had an actual House of the Dead 3 cabinet, but it looks like he has a conversion kit. Because it's like the weird design of House of the Dead 1. I don't know how to describe it. It's not your average arcade cabinet. It's big and boxy. It's got like a weird shape. And so, no, I guess I'll still get footage of it, but it's not as cool because it doesn't have the pump-action shotgun. That's what drew me to Crypt Killer. It has a pump-action shotgun, and I don't know. So I was just ultimately totally just like, man, fuck you, Clarkade. Your pricing sucks. You don't have the cool shit that I thought you had. It's just like, why even live? So I don't know. There's most of what I had. I don't know. Here's the question to you gentlemen that listen to the Mondo Coolcast. How do you like these episodes? Like, this is very much like the first episode where it's just me and a microphone bitching about stuff. And let me see. Ooh, there's a lot of comments on the last episode. Looks like might have been some people talking to each other, but yeah, so the question is, before we get into the comments, what do you guys think about these episodes like this, where it's just me bitching? Or do you like the news? Because, like, whenever I do get a hold of Mechamenace, there's a lot of news, and I just try to go over a lot quickly. I have some ideas for the future when I do get moved and have, and I get settled, and I'll be able to work on shit in my downtime, and not like, oh, am I at this house, am I at that house, oh, I'm gonna spend a week here, so I won't be around my computer, yada, 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 you know? But how do you, like, I like these episodes. I don't know. I mean, yeah, if it was someone talking about shit I care about or at least interested in, I would enjoy the intimacy of just sitting down and, you know, sharing words with just listening and absorbing what is being said by whomever about the shit I care about. I don't know. You can leave. You can answer that question by going to your cellular telephone and scrolling through your contacts, right? Because I know you've got the Mondo Cool hotline saved in your phone. I know Demez does. Demez gets it. So now whenever he wants to complain about this shit, he can just, you know, go to his contacts and go, "Hey, butthead, what were you thinking when you said this stupid shit?" If you want to do that, if you want to be as on the ball as Demez is, and I know you cool cats do, just go ahead and add the Mondo Cool hotline to your contact list. I have it in my phone's contact list so that when I need to look it up and I'm not near a computer, it's not like super convenient, I can just look there. But anyway, that number is 937-419-1223. And you can text if you want. You know, that's convenient. You can just shoot a text. And, you know, make sure to include who you are, because it's just like a random text. I just get a phone number. I can figure out who some people are. Like, I had a few ideas on who was sending in voicemails from California. So anyway, let's dive into comments. We're going to do the website, and then we're going to do the audio comments. Okay, so unknown. I forget what I said in the last episode, but we got a new commenter. We got an anonymous fellow. We got unknown. Says, "Love all the links to the articles. Great podcast. And you ought to look into working in radio, too." It's been a while since I've gotten one of those comments. When I first started working at the shitty call center, a couple of people that worked there, a couple of ladies, like, "Hey, you've got a nice speaking voice. Like, you should do radio." because I always answer the phone like, "Hello, thank you for calling. Name of company. I'm operator. These are my numbers. May I have the number you're calling to, please?" I don't ham it up quite like that, but I ham it up pretty good. At least for that part. Anyway, unknown, thank you. I hope you come around for the next episode. I'm glad you enjoyed. Way back once upon a time when I did the show live and I had the cool DJ software and I could just drop in MP3s and just drop in music and smoothly transition live, I could see why people are saying I should do radio then. And I've thought about it. I've thought about ways to get my stupid voice on the radios. Anyway, let's continue. And then I responded to him in text. Death Adder writes in, "I will only do the Mondo Coolcast under certain circumstances. It has to be on April 17th, 2020, 10-year anniversary special." I'm glad someone knows when that is. "I have a long list of trigger words that cannot be mentioned. I need my dressing room filled with blue M&Ms, and finally, Balzac must also be on the episode." I got some good news for you, Death Adder. He's got a mic, and he's wanting to talk to me in Skype. I told him, it's like, fine, I'll record a podcast right now. I'll drop what the fuck I'm doing, and I'll record this podcast, because you sent in an audio comment. This is the episode, everybody, where you get to hear Balzac. Spoiler alerts. He sounds like a guy that listens to a video game podcast. I'm shocked. I just googled WarioFan14, and he is now called GamerGabe18. So, who is the asshole now? I guess that makes me the asshole, Death Adder. I guess that makes me the fucking asshole. Okay. What Mecha Menace writes in, "What happened to the audio, JT? Get your shit together." The problem was your audio sucked, and I didn't think about it. I didn't think about saying something. I just turned my volume up, not thinking about the recording. He's got some links to the Ninja Turtle figures. How awesome are those? Death Adder, how's the Pete and Pete run going? That's a good show. Regarding your rider, we need to switch your M&Ms to orange, red, and green so that you can hustle. I mean, strategically align yourself with the Mountain Dude Pro sponsorship. Self-promotion bit here. If anyone got up to that part in the podcast, here's my pop figure spoof I did in my latest video. Yeah, check that out. That was pretty funny. I liked it. I actually me and my woman went to the mall doing some last minute Christmas bullshit, and oh boy, I wonder if that, I don't know, whatever. Okay, I don't think it did. All right, so we got to the mall, and I was like, hey, let's go in the Suncoast Video. It's like, I didn't even know this shithole is still open. And then they had a bunch of cool stuff. And then they had a bunch of not-so-cool stuff. I was like, yeah, look at these fucking Pop figures. They all look the same. This is fucking stupid. And then every store we went into at the mall, it was just like Pop figures out the ass, and they were all on sale. It's like, buy two, get 20 free. Buy Pop figures, please. So, I don't know. And then I was like, yeah, Mecha Menace made a really cool thing about those stupid Pop figures. And I hate them. I hate when I'm looking at when I'm looking at cool game rooms on Instagram, and I see these fucking Pop figures. Just fuck off. And then Death Adder replies to Mecha Menace, and it says, this is a reply to Mecha Menace. No need to read on air. So I'm not going to. How about that shit? So I guess what I'm going to do here is I'm sort of like, I wish I was doing the podcast live. Maybe once I get set up in the new Terror Dome, I'll actually fuck with the, I'll start thinking about how to produce the podcast live and in better than I used to. How about that? It'll never happen, but I'd like to, you know, I'll say that much. So what I'm going to do now is, I'm going to do things that help me produce the podcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and listen to this audio comment. This is from Freddy. He audio commented on the last one using the Mondo Cool hotline, which again, 937-419-1223. You got Demez calling in. He left comments for Vag. You got Freddy calling in and leaving voicemails for the podcast. I'm glad to see listeners of the Mondo Coolcast finally got a scrote. And, so let's go ahead and listen to this audio comment, and then I'll come back and say what I got to say about that, I suppose.
Yes, more Mondo Coolcast. This is Freddy again. Just calling because, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I'm just finally listening to that episode, and God, I hate the sound of my voice. But anyway, man, I love this setup because I'm actually one of the few that download from iTunes. So, I just listen on my iPod, like, between work and shit like that, so, sometimes I listen really late, I'm behind when I get, like, a lot of podcasts to listen to. But I love this setup to be able to call because it's so easy. I got you saved on my contacts because I don't listen to this in the computer, so it's hard for me to leave a comment like that because I'm not thinking, like, shit, I got to go to the computer and leave a comment. I just don't do that shit. Once I get home, I think of other shit to do. As far as YouTube goes, yeah, I do not do YouTube anymore. I left some videos up. I deleted a lot of videos, but I left some up. I really didn't care for it after a while. I just prefer just being on Instagram and Facebook. It's, to me, I enjoy it a lot more. But anyway, enough about me. Show was great. It's funny, you know, you talk about things, and a lot of the shit you talk about is stuff that I'm playing. Whether it be Gargoyle's Quest, Bomberman, Neo Geo Pocket Color. I'm always on my handhelds being I work so much, and between work and just going to always bring my handhelds to work, whether it be the Vita or Neo Geo or whatever. But anyway, good show, man. Thank you. 4 hours was awesome. I love it when it's a long one. Just keep up the good work, man. Thanks. Bye.
Alright, so that is our first audio comment. And you say, oh, this is Freddy again. But no, you leaving a voicemail twice is why you get two Mondo Coolcasts. you know, it's nice to get that feedback. After doing the show for so long, in the past like 2 or 3 years, them being so sporadic, still getting feedback and requests from a handful of people really helps bring in makes me, you know, okay, just like you say, you get home from work, man, you're slaving away, doing whatever the fuck it is you do, I'm sure it sucks, and, you know, you do that for 8, 12 hours a day, whatever, man, you just want to sit, like, I'm all crusty, I'm in my 30s now, and I had a healthy appreciation for sitting as a young man, so now that I'm crusty, like, man, I just need to fucking sit down and rest a spell. You know, I get home from work, it's like, yeah, I got 3 hours, but man, I just want to, like, lay in my bed and not fucking think or speak or do anything. So I get that feeling. And, you know, I like the way this setup is. I thought, yeah, that's a good idea, man. Just put the Mondo Cool hotline number in your contacts, because, like, I listen to podcasts when I'm out and about. I go on these, like, 6-mile walks, like, every other day or whatever, a couple times a week. I've been slacking on that because of the Christmas and the working extra, so I'm looking forward to getting back to that come halfway through January. I've been getting at least one 6-mile walk a week and, you know, trying to swim here and there. But, you know, I'm a young man on the go. So being able to listen to a podcast and just pull that shit up, and like, hey, what's up? Let's engage. Let's be social media users. Whatever the fuck people say. So I'm glad to know you're still with the show, Freddie, because, like, when people don't comment, fuck, I don't know if you exist. Now, we do interact a little bit on Instagram. I'm trying to get into interacting on Instagram. Earlier today, when I first woke up, I fired up Instagram. And one of the first pictures I saw on my feed was a GameCube component cable. And I'm reading this guy's post about the GameCube component cable. And I'm going to pull that shit up right now. I earmarked that post so that I can look at it later. Because this is the most autistic fucking thing I've ever read. Such a big tangent on your comment, Freddie, but I'll get to the rest of the issues. I made notes while I listened. Okay. I was looking through my video game pictures on my computer the other day. I have a picture for every item I own as a reference. And in the GameCube section, I noticed an AV cable. Upon closer inspection, I noticed it wasn't an AV cable, but it was actually an original Nintendo GameCube component cable. Blah, 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 blah. My storage, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, like, I keep a spreadsheet, and occasionally I'll add an extra column. Like, I got a column for have I beat the game or not. I think that's cool to be able to easily look back. Sometimes I forget if I beat a game. Not that it matters. Like, you know, if I want to play it again, I'll fucking play it again. But it also, just that, I don't know, maybe it's my partial German heritage, that desire for order. Just like, I gotta check the fucking box, guys. Like, you just, I made a box to check, and I gotta fucking check it. So, maybe I'm autistic. I don't know. But, like, this guy who's taken a picture of every single item and cataloged it. Holy shit. Like, I got around 1,200 games. I'm not sure if I got a little over. That's a lot of games. And then you start thinking, well, you know, I've got, like, most consoles, I have at least 2, some of them up to, like, 4, you know, variants. I have variants, I have multiples. And then it's like, why would I want? Like, I could see it being cool now because with Instagram, because I could just, like, hey, here's, like, 2 of my fucking, Intellivisions. Just, like, here's an Intellivision I have in a box in a room that I don't go in. It's just like, wow, that's fucking autistic. I know all the things I have, though. I don't have so much shit that I don't know. Like, that's a cool find in your collection. So, anyway, I'm glad, like, that's the idea I had with pushing the Mondo Cool hotline. Again, that's 937-419-1223. Is that if you put it in your contacts, you know, you're in your car, you're out for a run, you're shitting in your neighbor's backyard, you whatever stupid shit you get into while listening to podcasts. You can just be like, hey, yo, Jerry, you're a fucking idiot. That thing you said is stupid. You're wrong. Here's the link to better things. And that's the other thing. You can actually text this number as well. So, I mean, if you don't necessarily have to put the voicemail, although I think the voicemail's cooler myself, you can text the number. But again, in both instances, make sure that you say who it is. Because I'm not saving any of the numbers, and I'm not going to double check and go, oh, let me go through the list of 7 phone numbers and see who this is. Oh, okay. That's not happening. Just say who the fuck you are. That's cool that there is that little bit of crossover when I start talking about Neo Geo Pocket Color, because I know you're one of those guys that's into that shit. And like you said in your comment, yeah, a lot of the video game time that I have to really sit down and play things is downtime at work. I've started taking the Neo Geo Pocket Color to work and playing Metal Slug and like making notes for a review and thinking about, okay, I'll just set the camera up and the tripod over my shoulder and I'll try to hold my hand steady and I'll try to get footage like that and kind of try to do what the classic game room guy does when he does handheld shit, because there's not really an easy way to get footage of a Neo Geo Pocket Color outside of just emulating, which, I mean, perhaps I will do. Just grab some emulated footage to mix in with it. Possibly, not likely. So, you know, I'll just make it a... It's going to be a review. I don't know. And that is interesting feedback that you love the long podcast. If you want to fire up your phone and let me know, who are your favorite guests? Because it's been a long time since I've talked to Shentai, because he works a lot. But I would not mind pulling him in for a podcast, because it's been a long time since I've talked to that dude. And he's a pretty cool dude. Anyway... So, all right, let's go into the legend himself. This this mysterious fucking a fart in the wind character, the fucking Kazlab. Like I said at the top of the show, you're not fooling anybody. I know it's Balzac backwards. It's like, I mean, is this Bizarro World Balzac? Like, he actually speaks and sends in comments? We're like over 100 episodes into the show and this guy's never sent in an audio file. Like, what's going on, fellas? Let's go ahead and we'll listen to that comment, and then I'll come back with my long, tangent-filled response to those words.
Kazlip208 here, or previously known as Balzac, and I guess this is the first actual audio comment that I'm sending to the podcast in my natural voice. Mostly because I don't want to sound like a fucking robot. Anyways, might as well start this off with a question to discuss on the next episode. And I guess you know what it is. Game of the Year. So what's the Mondo community's pick of Game of the Year of 2016? Obviously, hands down, Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball 3 for the PlayStation 4. Hey, it came out in March, so I guess it counts. And let's not say that the game is a game of the year for... Fuck, I messed this up. Oh well, I guess I'll keep going, I guess. So, let's just say that this is the game of the year, not for because of what the game is, but for what the game did in 2016. You know what I'm talking about. All of that controversy that these triggered gaming journalists have put onto the game when they didn't even get a chance to play it. In all honesty, though, I actually paid the $70 to buy that game for my PlayStation 4 right when I got it for various reasons. I don't even explain myself. So, I heard in the latest episode that you want to know more about me, so here it is, I guess. So, I heard in the latest episode that audio comments help motivate you to make more Mondo Coolcast, so what better way to start sending comments than now, I guess, through the Mondo Cool Hotline. So, hope more future episodes come out soon. Until then, Kazlub out.
Okay. Are you an Incredible Hulk? Are you hitchhiking to the next town to, like, beat up some backwards hick whiskey bootleggers that are terrorizing a small town? Like, what's the story behind all those sounds? Or are you a Lockheed Martin engineer working in the wind tunnel? Like, what was going on there, dude? It's busting your balls, man. Thanks for sending in the audio comment. My game of the year is Strikers 1945 for the PlayStation 1. Spent $1 on it at a thrift store and have had just really played it a lot and really enjoyed it. That's my vote. And, you know, I get you might be nervous you're sending in an audio comment to the extremely judgmental, vicious jackals in the Mondo community to listen to. And, nah, don't worry about it, man. Just, you know, speak from the heart. Let that hate flow out of you. Yeah, that is an interesting pick. What's the Wigglin' Titty Bitch game? What's it called? I forget already. I just heard it, like, 3 fucking seconds ago. The Wigglin' Titty Bitch Simulator. Yeah, I mean, 2016 has been a beautiful year for liberal tears. We're going to be able to mine salt for decades because of all the just nonstop devastation of sensitive, delicate fucking millennials, man. Yeah, it's a great time to be alive. I can't believe that companies are kowtowing to the demands of these people that weren't going to buy their game anyway. All they did was provide free publicity. It's like when Mortal Kombat was in the news because of those Senate hearings. It sold more copies of Mortal Kombat. It was just, there's no such thing as bad publicity. The people that want to buy Wiggling Titty Bitch Simulators are going to buy Wiggling Titty Bitch Simulators no matter how much squawking people that weren't going to buy it squawk, you know? So, yeah, that was a interesting decision. I would have just take, you know, the people that complain about sexism in video games don't buy video games, and they've already forgotten about it. Like, does anyone even talk about this shit anymore? You know, they've probably all hanged themselves on November 8th when Donald Trump got elected. You know, like, these people probably all committed suicide or drowned in their own tears. like, who fucking cares? Release your Wiggling Titty Bitch Simulator in America. Japan, the fat weebs want it. They will give you their precious dollars for that shit. I forget where Balzac mentioned this, but he's like, oh yeah, so the official online game of the Mondo community is going to be Windjammer. So I want to talk about this again. I forget what I said in the last podcast, but now that I got these, PSN dollars for Christmas, I'm going to hold on to them for the release of Windjammers, and I will be updating my, PlayStation Plus so I can play this shit online. And, yeah, I may even look up, excuse me, an FAQ or tutorial, learn how to play this game so I don't just get my shit shredded every time I fire it up. Now, I've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I still got 5 audio comments from when you went and commented on all the uncommented on episodes that the computer read for me because I didn't want to read that shit. But I'm not going to play any of those. I'm going to wrap up. I was aiming for an hour, and, you know, due to the way I'm recording this, I actually have no idea how long into the podcast I am without looking and seeing. So about an hour. About Oh, boy. What was that? That's 57, so about an hour and 15 minutes, I don't know, something like that. And then I'm going to add music at the front of the show, so I don't know. We're over an hour. I was aiming for an hour. And for just pulling some shit out of my ass because you messaged me on Skype and said, hey, I'm sending in an audio comment, please make a podcast. Death Adder wanted one before Christmas. But as I mentioned earlier in the program, I worked the entire Christmas season. I worked Christmas Eve. I worked Christmas night. And that wasn't very cool, man. So I'm like, and these days off are just bloop. They're just flying by. I've still got a lot of work to do. Bolsack's wanting to shoot the shit with me on Skype here in a minute. And so I'm going to do that. And I'm going to ask him if he wants to actually like record a segment that go in the fucking podcast. So I don't know why the fuck not. So I don't know. I'm making someone's dreams come true of talking to some weird guy in Ohio that has a Nintendo. Oh, what the fuck? Are these podcasts getting worse? Is this bad? Be sure to call in to the Mondo Cool Hotline and tell me if this is bad. It's 937-419-1223. Remember, 937-419-1223. Just put it in your contacts. Mondo Cool Hotline. You got something to say? Say it. You're playing a game. You're like, this fucking sucks. Man, whip out your phone and say, hey, Jerry, this game sucks. Let me tell you why. You're playing a game and you think it's rad as fuck. All right? Like, let's take it in a whole different direction. And just be like, hey, this cool thing is happening in this game, and I'm sharing it. I mean, whatever. I appreciate that a few people are starting to use the Mondo Cool Hotline. I listen to all these other podcasts, and they always throw out their Google Voice number. No one ever does it, which isn't true. I was listening to Famicom Dojo, and I hear them say it all the time, but this like last episode or two, I heard a couple of voicemails from, like, the same guy. So I guess it does happen. And it's nice when it happens. I was thinking I'm going to add their Google Voice number to my contacts so that I can send them an audio comment. Anyway, yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up. If I do record something with Balzac, which, I mean, that's entirely up to him. And I have no show notes. So we'll see what happens. But I don't know. That's what's about to go down. He requested this episode, said, fine, I'll drop what I'm doing right now, and I'll record a podcast, buddy. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Hopefully the next podcast I'll get Mecha Menace on the line. We'll go over some show notes and go over some stuff. And I'm going to find someone to do an interview with. I've been wanting to do an interview since I came back this last time. Since I got this PC and started doing, like, after that episode with Dave, I wanted to do interviews, but man, having the time and coordinating it is such a pain in the butt. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll probably edit some music or something. It's probably not going up tonight. It's the 29th right now. It'll probably be a project for tomorrow. So once I get done with this and I make all of Balzac's boyhood dreams come true of talking to a guy in Ohio that owns an Atari, I'm going to go back to recording Lost Vikings shit, because that's my big goal for today. I got my old Sega Genesis pulled out and ready to record some of the Genesis version. I need to record some PS1 version and Game Boy Advance version, and then, shit, the Super Nintendo version of the first game? I don't know, I got some recording to do. I got quite a bit done, much more to go. So that's the big goal for today and tomorrow, I guess. And I got a new podcast out. You know, once I get moved in and I get all set up and I got like a cool workspace and I got room to stretch out and a nice comfortable chair to sit in, because I'm sitting in this itty bitty chair that I obtained. I found it. It's an elementary school chair that I found sitting out at a park. And I was like, this is neat. And my last chair is just, like, real uncomfortable. So I got this. And it sucks, man. the Terror Dome is not what it once used to be. It's like, I don't know, some Slav country operation. I should put on an Adidas tracksuit and squat for the entire rest of the shows. That's the level of production. And if you didn't know, Slavs like to squat by train tracks. Fucking look it up. Google Slavs, and they're just going to be squatting every fucking where. What the fuck am I even talking about? Thank you for listening to me be crazy for a considerable amount of minutes. Eventually, when I get set up and I have desk space and room and everything's not fucking cluttered, and I have like a nice new desk and a chair that isn't terrible, and I can just come and work on things. Like, oh, I can't sleep. I'll go downstairs and work. Oh, I'm getting ready for. I'll work on things. That's the goal. Just, oh, I got an hour of downtime. I can go poke on things. Like, it'll be nice having that ability someday in the future. So, at any rate, yeah, I would like to increase the quality of the Mondo Coolcast back to its heydays. I'm going to start thinking about... I think about it occasionally, but I'm going to start researching how I can do it live again and do it better. And, yeah, I guess that's it. Like, it was so cool back when I could just drop music in while I was talking. That's the shit. Like, even if I just reinstalled... I should just reinstall that software so I can drop in music and audio comments. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, man, I've been... Oh, Jesus, guys, what am I doing? Anyway, I'll try to also increase my presence, like, upload the podcast to YouTube. And or at least promos for it, you know, something, because I don't want to get the content strike. I don't know. Whatever. Podcast over. Done talking. I'm going to go talk to fucking Balzac for a little bit, and that's what's up.